Tadej Pogacar expresses deep concern for Jonas Vingegaard after the Tour de France leader crashes out on stage 15, suggesting that a late-night doping test might have influenced his rival's performance. This incident adds a layer of complexity to the ongoing narrative of the Tour, revealing the potential impact of anti-doping protocols on athletes' well-being. Vingegaard, who was woken at 2 a.m. for the test, suffered a broken collarbone during a high-speed fall less than 30 kilometers from the finish line. Pogacar, who finished second on the stage, remarks on the unusual timing of the test, highlighting its possible effect on sleep and focus. "First they wake him at 2 a.m. for a control, which I think is very inhumane and ruined his sleep," Pogacar stated, acknowledging the essential role of rest for recovery. Despite his sympathy, Pogacar insists that night tests are necessary for ensuring clean competition. He emphasizes the inconsistency in anti-doping testing this year compared to previous seasons. The absence of Vingegaard, who has been his key rival since 2021, leaves Pogacar feeling disappointed, as he reflects on the competitive spirit they've shared throughout the tour.